I've got to cross over to Simon Marks in the United States. He's at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, and it's all happening, Simon. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Ian. It is indeed all happening. We have seen some absolutely astonishing scenes here on the floor of the Democratic Convention within the last 30 minutes as the convention got underway. Every single time any speaker goes up to the podium and invokes Hillary Clinton's name, supporters of Bernie Sanders erupt in boos. They chant, Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. At least one report that Bernie Sanders delegates down in the California delegation were chanting lock her up of Hillary Clinton. That, of course, the same chant that Republicans used last week in Cleveland. But this has gone far beyond anything that we witnessed in Cleveland in terms of illustrating the division and disunity at the heart of the Democratic Party. There's another loud chorus of boos you can hear just behind me. And I think this is beginning to spin out of control of Hillary Clinton and her campaign managers. It's very difficult to see how they are going to pacify the Bernie Sanders delegates in the room, even though they've been promising them all sorts of rules, changes and reforms in the way in which the Democratic Party governs itself. All of this was provided a new fillip over the weekend with those leaked emails that clearly demonstrated that the Democratic National Party, a committee, had not been neutral during the party's primary elections and had been engineering Hillary Clinton's victory in that primary process. That has enraged Bernie Sanders delegates here, and it's now far from clear that they can be controlled by Bernie Sanders. He made a speech earlier today to delegates away from the convention arena, telling them that it's time now to really focus on defeating Donald Trump and getting behind Hillary Clinton, and he was roundly booed as he made that speech. He will be back here in the hall at about 3 o'clock in the morning London time to address delegates, and again, the way things are in this hall at the moment, it is very difficult to see that the text messages that he's currently sending his delegates, urging them to calm down and unify behind Hillary Clinton, it's far from clear that that is going to work. There is now absolutely open division on public display on the floor of this convention, and it's very tough to see what's going to make it stop.
And of course, they must know the root of all of this, Simon. They're not about to get the candidate changed.
No, I mean, there's no way they can make the candidate change because she's got the votes. I mean, they'll be having the roll call tomorrow, and because of the super delegates that they've been complaining about here, these Democratic Party leaders who automatically are delegates at this convention, Hillary Clinton has got the majority. But the reason why I think this goes beyond anything that we saw in Cleveland, you know, when Ted Cruz was booed off the stage after refusing to endorse Donald Trump, you know, that was a seismic moment. But unlike Senator Cruz, Bernie Sanders controls a substantial number of delegates in this room, and many of them seem to have come here absolutely determined to rain on Hillary Clinton's parade and not to give her 3 or 4 easy days in the sun, as she had hoped.
Well, I'm sure Donald Trump is probably right now laying on a hammock with a big smile on his face as he takes all of this in. Simon Marks, our US correspondent, who's there at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia in the US. Thank you. We'll